Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. I have Terry and James here.
And your frog.
And a frog. That's my Patrick Mahomes impression. That was my...
Oh, you just need to you need to let your ponytail out then if you're doing Mahomes.
We go to the same hairstylist, so it makes sense. We are joined right now by our good friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not bad. Although Terry and I just noticed right as we were taking your call off air, the rain started pouring down.
We got a nice little downpour going on.
Mother Nature is giving you a backdrop here, Paul.
Exactly. Yeah. The special effects or something.
Yes. What else does she have in store today?
Yeah, this line of showers moving through here. Not long-lived here, kind of like a 15-20 minute band moving through. And then looks like clouds today, even a few sunny breaks, and then another chance for a couple late-day showers, even a shower chance into this evening. But otherwise, kind of a blustery end of the week with these falling temps. We'll see highs today about 59. North winds picking up at 10 to 25. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, maybe an isolated shower sprinkle early, then down to 33. And then Friday, mix of clouds and sun, highs at 49, north winds 10 to 15. 29 Friday night, weekend looking quiet, just on the cool side, mid-50s, some sun Saturday. 36 Saturday night, then 60 on Sunday. Still dry weather for us Monday into Tuesday, 60 on Monday. Mid-60s Tuesday, chances for showers could pick up Tuesday night into Wednesday. We're still holding up into some 60s Wednesday before. Another cool down probably in the 50s by next Thursday again. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
These are just some nice fall days.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It sounds really nice. That's a great forecast, Paul. We appreciate you. Thank you. Have a great day, and we'll talk tomorrow.
You bet. Sounds good.
Again, a big thank you to our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center joining us, best in the business.
And Paul, if you have a daughter, she's expecting some money.
Yeah, just make sure. and funny you're talking money there, Terry, because in a little bit we are going to talk Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club, but this next topic, it does come to money. Last month, the founder of Patagonia donated the entire company, which is worth $3 billion and counting, mind you, to fight climate change. And in no poll, 60% of Americans were happy to hear that, while 19% disapprove. Okay, so what should billionaires do with their wealth? Okay, I mean, 20% of people out there just about are complaining
but
about
do you
this?
Think that they're I mean, it says they disapprove. So I'm just wondering if these are like your loyal, diehard Patagonia people. Like, are they worried that there's, you know what I mean? Like, there's not going to be product available if they've, I don't know. To me, Patagonia has a pretty strong client base, and so I'm just thinking about are they concerned that that won't be there anymore, that they won't be able to contribute to the billions of dollars anymore?
That's a good angle on this. I didn't think of that's that's a good one.
I don't know that they
otherwise,
would
I can't understand
disapprove
why people,
of supporting supporting the cause, but I just wonder if they're worried about brand integrity, like is it going to go away.
That makes more sense, because otherwise I didn't quite see where that was coming from. The poll asked people what they think owners of large private companies should do with the company after they die. The most popular answer was leave the company to their heirs. 66% of people said that's a good idea. The top answers were turning the company into an employee-owned co-op, transferring ownership to a trust that benefits philanthropic causes, and selling the company and donating the profits to charity. Republicans were twice as likely as Democrats say they'd leave a large company to their heirs, while Democrats were more likely to say that they leave it to benefit the employees of charity. Let's be honest, they would also change their feelings if somebody was in their pocket telling them to.
Well, yeah.
Both sides. So what is the point of that
neither
sentence?
Neither of those statements seem relevant to me.
What is the point of that sentence?
But I'm thinking that the other thing that's really changed and evolved, right? Like if 50 years ago, if your parents owned a business, it was likely that one of their children was going to take over and continue that business.
Yeah.
That just, you see that happening all the time now where the children don't want the business or they're not interested in that area of work or whatever. So I think that changes the dynamic too a little bit. You know, if there is not an heir, as it's put in the, you know, put in this article, if there's not an heir that's willing to take it over. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it just kind of used to be a given.
Yeah.
You know, that it was just implied, right?
I
inherited this business from my father, and now I, you know, it will be passed on to my son or whatever.
My dad makes horseshoes. I'm going to make horseshoes.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
And so, and I don't think that parents ever, I mean, we certainly wouldn't. You don't ever begrudge your children wanting to do something different. No. You want them to be successful and to do well. But at the same time, there's got to be something that's, I don't know, I think sometimes maybe something a little heartbreaking about that, right? Like if it's a multi-generational business and then the next generation doesn't want it. that's got to be kind of hard.
Well, I mean, hard, heartbreaking, all the above, yeah. I would imagine, because you put your life into this. And if your child doesn't want to do it, of course you support them. You're going to, you know, be their biggest fan, but it still can hurt.
It's also kind of double-sided, right? Like, you also don't want them to take it and then run it in the ground because they didn't want to do, you know what I mean? Like, you got to be able to have open dialogue.
Every one of us as parents, I would like to think a universal thing that all parents have in common is we all want our kids to have a better life than we had.
Absolutely.
And if that means that they, you know, I think that sometimes the stability of a good job that we are so familiar with as adults, we worry about with our young, and you know, when they are in fields or going into a field that is unpredictable or something like that, it becomes an even bigger concern. The concern isn't as bad if you were handing over the family business. Hey, I've spent 50 years building this up. I feel pretty confident it's going to be okay. Here you go. I've never been a part of anything like that, but I will say with the fields I'm in, with what I do as a living, when my kids were young, if you told me they're going to grow up to be accountants and bankers and these things, I'd been ecstatic because I know how hard this life is as an artist. I know how hard it is, the difference of being a struggling artist and a surviving artist. It's huge, but it's also a new day. I'm just as proud of my son graduating college and being a neurologist as I am my daughter for being a very successful podcaster and creative, mm-hmm. and doing her writing and making a living at that. I don't begrudge any of this stuff. I just want them to be fulfilled. I want them to have a better life than I had.
But if we had the James J. Maloff Noodle Factory.
Oh, hey, there we go. Then in the family business.
I mean.
In the family business. Get to making noodles, kids. Get to making. I don't like noodles. I don't care. Then you ain't going to eat them. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That'd be funny. The top. Speaking of charity, if Americans had at least $1 billion to donate, which causes would they give to? The United Way got the number one.
Let's just stop.
Let's just stop right there.
We don't even need a billion. Nope. I'd take, you know, several million.
Come on, yeah. Maybe it's awfully big of you. It's very nice of you. The top three responses in the poll were human services, such as homeless services, food banks, and crisis centers, health and disease, including hospitals, medical research, and patient support, and education, like local schools and scholarship funds.
And all of those make really good sense.
Yep.
Yeah.
And all of them are each one of those you can tie to the United Way. And I am saying that because it is campaign season. Yeah. I am saying that because I believe
it. But even not. I mean, those are all, all really, really good, worthy causes.
I just saw an opportunity.
But we'll take it.
Another poll asked if billionaires should pay more in taxes, possibly because a plan has been proposed where households earning $100 million or more would pay at least 20% of their income in taxes. Currently, they pay about 8.2%. 57% of people say billionaires are taxed too little. 10% say that they are taxed too much. 61% of people say billionaires should have to pay at least 20% in taxes, while 22% think that is a bad idea.
Where are our don't knows?
This one.
I mean, every other survey, we've got all these don't, like boy, did you eat breakfast? I don't know.
If there is one thing we have an opinion on, it's other people's money.
Amen.
And we go out of our way to talk about it. We will go people that we have never met, never will meet, or anything like that. We will talk about their money. Now, I think there is two things here that they are missing that are huge in this article. One, I don't have necessarily a problem with the taxes as much as I have with tax laws. That I am a billionaire, I own this company, and I don't have to pay taxes because of tax laws that are instilled. Those kind of things. I think we also have to walk the line here in the balance of life of society. Do you agree with our system, our business, the way it is, the way we run business in this country? Because I'm just talking about America here. And the whole goal is, hey, you want to be, you start, how often do we love the story of a guy started as a janitor and became the CEO of that company? That's the mm-hmm. American dream. That's what it's all about. And then you get to be the CEO of the company and then we hate you. We hate you. We hate all the money that you're making. Like that, we can't have that. We can't. Now, there is a balance. I think every one of us, especially during hard times in the last couple of years, saw these CEOs collecting bonuses and things like that. And every one of us got bent out of shape about it, me included. there's a line, though. There's that, and then there's, hey, you should make a good amount of money because you worked damn hard to get here, and that's the point of this whole thing. There's got to be a balance there. Can't be. This is not a black and white subject. Like 90% of life, it's gray, and there's got to be a balance. I think that you look at somebody like Warren Buffett, who has spent his whole life giving to philanthropy causes and donating to different causes and this and that. You look at I apologize, not remembering her name right now, but the lady who was married to
Hillary Scott.
Yeah. My God, what she has done! Mm-hmm. Just her alone, what she's done. And let me say this too, just as a side note: greatest divorce revenge ever. Ever. You'll never top that.
There were
never.
A lot of United Ways that benefited, including two in Wisconsin from her fund. So, that's awesome.
Jeff Bezos, there's nothing that's driving him more crazy than what she's doing with that money. And I love every second of it. More power to her. I would have her on the air just to compliment her for like 20 minutes. That lady is doing some great work right there. But I wouldn't tell her what to do with it. Right. I wouldn't tell her, hey, that's what you should be doing with it. I would like to think that it's a little similar to bragging to me. I don't need to brag for myself. If what I'm doing is good, other people will talk for me. Other people will cover it for me. I genuinely believe in that. Do we always get credit for things? No. That's life. That's being an adult. Get over it. I'm sorry. It's not all about you. It's not all about your ego or your name being attached to something or something like that. Sometimes that happens. More times than not, if you're doing good work, you're going to get noted. And if you are a good person, you're going to give. You don't need to be guilted into giving. You don't need to be taught. You know, unfortunately, some people do. And unfortunately, there is way more than not of these CEOs and different people and everything that are it's never enough money. They need even more. They need even more and that kind of thing. And those people, yes, I do agree. I do think that this is where I come back to tax laws, where if there are good tax laws in place, we don't even have this discussion, really.
See, and I guess when I'm thinking about this, to me, it's so far out there because I don't know any of those people.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, conceptual. So to make those judgments, but I do think it's quite hilarious that this survey has no, I don't know.
I love that part.
Like, that's just.
I'm so glad you caught that. Yeah, I think that's hilarious. Everything else in the world, ice cream, bread, it doesn't matter. You got at least 15% of people that ain't sure.
Like, but did you wear shoes today? I don't know.
Other people's money, though. Yeah.
People are crazy.
I think of this with athletes all the time. Every one of us, including myself, have gotten bent out of shape about one of our athletes that we enjoy or we like, and they hold out. I'll never forget my papa, who nobody I've ever known in my life loved baseball more than my papa, my grandfather. And Ryan Sandberg, the second baseman for the Cubs, was holding out for a better contract. And he turned the radio off, looked at me, and said, Jimmy, they might as well go out there with briefcases and attorneys. And he was so distraught and so frustrated. And an hour later, he was listening to the game. he ended up stopping watching baseball for quite a long amount of time until the Cubs were in the World Series, actually, because of that and other reasons, other factors. But even as a kid, I kind of felt, well, are athletes paid ungodly amounts of money and overpaid? Yeah. So is the whole industry.
Wow.
You think athletes are making a lot of money? Look at what the owners are making.
Well, and unfortunately, it's just become part of the game.
If an owner woke up with an athlete's paycheck, I don't care if it's Patrick Mahomes. If he woke up with Patrick Mahomes' paycheck, he would jump out a window. Like, there's a big difference of being rich and being wealthy. It's so silly to me. It's if a business is say that all the gas station clerks in this county or in this state or in the country decided to go on protest or something like that, and they want better wages. You're going to have about a 50-50, maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less of people that are having their back. When a organization strikes, or like the players' unions or something like that in any of the sports, 80-90% of people are against the players and all for the owners. And it makes no sense to me whatsoever. I've never been able to wrap my brain around that. Like, these guys are no different than you and I. They are doing a job. I know that it's your sports team. I know how much you care about them. Trust me, I know, because I feel the same way about mine. But I also am an adult. I'm a human being. I understand that these people they are not an actual part of the organization. And more times than not, these people aren't even from the same state. So as kids, they didn't even grow up rooting for those teams. How many Packer fans do you think there are on the Packers organization right now? Now, as when they're wearing those colors, absolutely they're Packer fans. Absolutely they're rooting for them. The moment they're on another team, that changes. And that's no different than if I'm working at this radio station and I'm all proud and I'm championing this station. The moment I go to another radio station, I'm going to champion that radio station. That's the gig. That's the job. There are no comparisons sometimes, but more times than not, there are a lot more common comparisons that we can make that rationalize so much of this stuff. I'm not saying that they're not overpaid. I'm not saying any of that.
Right.
But I do think that the way we pick and choose what other people do with their money is oftentimes skewed by your own personal morals or personal take.
Well, and if you
can't put that on other people.
If you didn't spend time on it today, you could have a stress-free day.
Right. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And transfer some money to your daughter.
Yes, yes. That's the overall goal here.
That's the overarching theme.
Yes. We will we'll take a break right here. We'll come back and get into Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Keep on listening. We're giving away a pair of River Kings tickets sometime between now and 10. Be listening for that coming up on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome to Misty's Mini Birthday and Anniversary Club here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you, and we are letting you know that Misty's is open right now. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week in 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good morning from all of us at WFHR. We have a nice list today. Terry, I need you to give me a 1 through 3.
3.
All right. There we go. That gives us our qualifier. So we can jump right into the celebrating all birthdays today.
I always love it because I can't see the list. Yeah. And I'll give you my number and you're always like, huh. You know, like, oh, the right one got it or something. I don't know. It's kind of funny.
It's all about the little things in life. And I have about 20 seconds where I'm the only one that knows who's a qualifier. And I do enjoy it. I will admit that. Somebody finally called me on it. That's where that little noise is. That's exactly what it is.
Super secret.
So a very happy birthday to Jordan Mitchell. Happy birthday, Jordan.
Happy birthday.
Have a great day. Want to say a happy birthday to one of my old high school. A couple of these happening this week. Brad Young. Brad's a little north of us now and everything, but Brad, great guy.
Happy birthday,
really
Brad.
Good guy. Have a good one, Brad. Enjoy your day. And our qualifier, Hannah Quick.
Oh, happy birthday, Hannah.
Hannah Quick, of course, used to join us all the time, whether it was as Miss Wisconsin Rapids or it was with the Chamber. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hannah's been joined us on the air quite a bit. One of our favorite people to talk to.
Yeah, she is great.
A wonderful human being. What you see is what you get. I love the genuineness of her. And I really enjoyed having the tiny little part of being involved with her kind of. Here on the air, I will say, joining us. When she first joined us, nervous as all get out and just a little tense and all these things. And by the second time, it was better. By the third time, it was better. The last time she joined us with the Chamber, she just strolled on in like she owned, like yeah. She'd been here a billion times. And it's fun to see that for people. She deserves that.
You know, I have a special spot in my heart for local kids. You know what I mean? People who grew up here and then come back here. And I don't know. I just,
No, I'm no different here. Same here. Congratulations. And she can qualify. So that's kind of cool. Congratulations, Hannah. You qualify. Taking a look at our celebrity list real quick. Addison Rae is 22. She stars in She's All That remake. He's All That. She's a good actor. I've seen her in some other things. I think she's who I'm thinking of. Let's see here.
Well, if she's not, we'll pretend she is.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Amy Jo Johnson is 52. She was Kimberly the Pink Power Ranger. I don't know the Power Rangers.
Yeah, we miss Power Rangers. My kids were too young for those, so.
Okay. She was on Felicity as well. Okay.
I think it's Elizabeth Shue's birthday today.
That's the very next name I was going to say, and that's so crazy because that as you was saying this, I was immediately thinking of her. Not so much now, although she looks amazing now, but as when I was young, she was one of those crushes I had.
Oh. Yeah, I think that was pretty common.
I was going to say, I me along with every
but she's
other
she's quite a
single,
bit older than, well,
she's 59.
59.
She's 59.
Yeah, so she's that'd be a, but if you think about that, when you were like 14, 15, for her to be 10, 11 years older than you, that'd be a natural crush age, though.
But if her and I were a quote-unquote couple or whatever, and I think she's happily married, so keep that in mind, everybody. the fact that she's 59 and I'm 45, that's not a big deal.
It's irrelevant at this point.
Right. But if the roles are reversed, then it becomes a little bit more of a bigger deal when you have a 20-year age gap or something like that. Like, there's a lot of talk of that nowadays and the different things with that. it's just an interesting conversation. She is an amazing actor. Allie in The Karate Kid. She's also been in Cobra Kai. She is on CSI. She was in... I think her greatest work is Leaving Las Vegas. She's so dang good in that movie.
I don't know that movie.
It's one that Nick Cage won an Oscar for.
Oh, okay.
And I cannot talk about her and not mention Adventures in Babysitting.
So for me, that's exactly where I go with her.
Yeah.
But I know a lot of people do go to like Back to the Future, Karate Kid.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. For me, and Karate Kid was my era, but I don't know. For me, it's Adventures in Babysitting.
Same here. Yeah. My brother and sister love that movie. Watch it all the time.
I mean, the station wagon. Like, it was just...
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's so 80s.
It was
80s.
A parallel universe, you know?
It really was, yeah, for a lot of us. Yes. Same here. Man, station wagons.
Wool coat that women... You know, I don't know. Everything about it was so 80s. It was fabulous.
Every kid flipped out the first time they saw a station wagon in the back, and you could lay it down.
Oh, yeah, we had one.
Down.
Oh,
every
yeah.
kid flipped out at that. Like, and no
we,
way. Like,
and we would,
I have a transformer for a car.
And pre-seatbelt law, of course. Yeah. Not that we shouldn't have been buckled up. But, but I mean, we would pile... If we want to do something, like, we'd like to go roller skating, you know? And so my mom would be, like, as many people as we could fit in the car, you know? So we'd put all the seats down, and then you'd just sit, like, crisscross, you know? And we'd just pile in, and, yeah, those station wagons were great.
It is the closest some of us will ever get to what it's like to come out of a clown car, is the back of a station wagon with all you and your cousins and your brothers and sisters.
Yep, that little gate swings open, and, it, like, they just keep coming and coming and coming.
I was always the one that was right up to the door. So I would be the first one to fall out, usually.
So, scary story with one of those, real quick. We had one of those, and my parents, we had gone through a car wash, and it was a winter day. And for whatever reason, the door wasn't latched, but as it warmed up. So my dad takes off from a stoplight, and my brother was back there and leaning on the door, and the door flew open.
Oh, no.
But we caught him. Like, we literally caught him by his legs. That's so dumb, but it so happened. I mean, you couldn't make it up.
Is he able to go to car washes or is he can't even go to a car wash anymore? Can't handle it.
You know, oh my gosh, we seriously just roll about that.
That's a moment you'd never forget too. Oh, that's funny. Hall of Fame. I believe he's going to be a Hall of Fame, if not already in the Hall of Fame. Tony Dungy, former football coach, 67 for him. Former Indianapolis Colts, who's now is on NBC's Sunday Night Football pregame show, Football Night America. Tony Dungy was the first African American to win the Super Bowl over another African American, Lovie Smith, during the Indianapolis Chicago Super Bowl. And if you got to lose, if you're a fan of a team and you got to lose a Super Bowl, losing it to Peyton Manning and Tony Dungy, it's a little bit easier to swallow. It's a little bit easier. It's not that easy, but it's a little easier. Let's see. Kevin Cronin is 71, better known as the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Yeah. And, you know, he was a brother. Do you remember Sean Cronin, who used to be on Channel 9?
Yep.
And he's passed away, but that is his brother.
I like Sean.
It's kind of cool to have a local tie to somebody
that
big.
That is cool. And I always like
Sean was a great guy.
Great guy, absolutely. Worker.
Nicest guy ever.
I'm kind of a free agent right now when it comes to my news. I'm not sure where I'm going for my news anymore. I've been bopping around a little bit, checking out other channels and stuff.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's good to do that a little bit. I'm just a little. I wasn't going to do this. I'm a little frustrated, and anybody who's been listening to me knows I'm obviously not a Wisconsinite, and I'm not originally from here, but I do love this area, and I am very proud of this city, of this area, what it has become, what it is becoming, and the fact that none of the, you have two stations covering, you have Channel 9 and Channel 7. Anything, if somebody sneezes in Wausau, they got a camera there to cover it. And they have a commercial going right now, both of them in their own ways, of we cover this city, we cover this city, we cover this city, we cover this city. Nobody's covering Rapids. Like, we're one of the bigger cities in this area, in the central Wisconsin area, and it does not seem like a news station wants to come down here or at least say that they are covering this area.
Yeah, I feel like we used to have much better TV coverage from both. You know, and just from my experience, like when we release any press releases, same ones you get from us, they also get those. And we do get some cover, you know, like they love Stuff the Bus, which is good, you know, school supplies and covering that. But I feel like we used to have much more contact United Way, but also as a area, right? Yes. Like as a central Wisconsin area. I feel like we used to have better coverage.
And I agree. And it's a little ridiculous that it isn't. It's not smart business, too. And we all know that the news has become a business game. If you are... Ben and Jerry's did this thing where they make ice cream. And wait a minute, there's a bunch of people out there that can't eat ice cream. Why don't we make a vegan ice cream? I mean, that's a whole group of people that we're not getting income from. We need to tap into that. They do that. The profits go through the roof and everything. You've got a great area here that can give you news. We could work with you. There's plenty of things going on in this area. To just, those guys are covering Wausau. We should cover Wausau too. Like, what are you doing? Like, that's covered. It's done. You can flip between the news stations sometimes and see the same coverage and them saying the same thing. Like, that's not news. That's not journalism. That's reading. Like, any of us can do that. I can pull up an AP and read that to you. That's not journalism. It's a little disheartening. I'm only saying this because I care, because I like those news outlets. I like watching local news. I'm not saying this like I'm telling people to boycott or anything like that. I'm saying it because I care, because I think that this is a lapse in coverage, and it's a mistake. It's a big mistake. It's a glaring mistake. They only come here for those events, and I'm glad they do. But outside of that, a volcano goes off in this town, I don't think they're showing up. Like, I'm not even exaggerating. I would be very interested by that, though.
I'd like to know.
Who knew there was a volcano?
Where is
our
volcano?
Yeah, where'd that come from?
If you could clue me in on that.
I feel like actually they have to come for that.
I think
that's,
it's under this roundabout right here.
Yeah, probably. No in our luck. No in our luck. And I'm the only one here when it goes off. One more time, want to wish a very happy birthday to Jordan Mitchell, to Brad Young, and a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Hannah Quick.
You
happy
see any birthday.
Of these people, wish them a happy birthday today. Stick around for Melissa's News and head on over to Misty's Menu and treat yourself. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back. Mornings on WFHR. Locally grown radio. 8:38 on the clock. Terry and James here with you. Keep on listening for your chance to win River Kings tickets. We'll be giving those away shortly. And keep in mind that you got plans Saturday night. River Kings are live and direct on Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. That's starting at 7. Our pregame will kick off. The puck drops at 7. Be sure to be catching that. And if you can get to the River Kings when they're in town, show them when home ice advantages. Fill up that rink. Get people there. Hockey is, if you've never caught a hockey game,
no,
my God,
yeah.
Get there.
For sure.
Even if you're an average sports fan, just go ahead, step one foot in that arena, and you tell me you aren't going to enjoy yourself. I've never gone to a hockey, like even a practice, and not enjoyed myself, let alone games.
I agree. It's cool.
Got an interesting one here, Terry. The top four fall driving hazards. It is a mucky time of year, and we got a perfect morning for this, as the rain just came down pretty hard, and then it went away as quick as it came. That's Wisconsin.
Yeah, for sure.
It's really the Midwest, but especially here in Wisconsin. So I think this is a good timing for this. Rain and wet leaves, number one thing to worry about. Rain obviously makes everything slicker and harder to see, so slow down. And wet leaves on the road can be just as slippery as ice. So be especially careful around turns when you see lots of leaves on the ground.
Good point.
Yeah, I honestly...
I don't know that I've ever really given that a lot of thought.
That's what I was going to say. I was just going to own that and be honest. The wet, you know, when it's rain out there, sure. But leaves, I've never thought too much about that.
I mean,
that,
indefinitely, you slow down anytime there's anything in the road. But
right.
But in general, yeah, I don't know that I've really given that a lot of thought.
Deer... Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And they're really starting to move right now. So
they're most active between October and January, especially around dusk and dawn. So, again, slow down. Keep an eye out.
I think I saw 5 or 6 just on my way here this morning.
Yeah.
They're definitely out.
Every morning I see at least a couple, especially the route I take. And, you know, it's not I can't imagine if you have been driving in this state even more for a year, you know that it's almost instinctual. I don't think about it. I don't think, oh, I'm going to look for a deer now. I just do it.
Yeah.
Have
you ever hit a deer?
No.
Really? Never? Yeah,
never. Oh. Not even close.
Wow.
I also haven't been driving as long as everybody.
I think I have like a deer magnet in my car.
Yeah. My best friend does. My dad does. They've hit a deer twice, both of them. I believe twice,
One,
both
two,
of them
three,
separately. And
four. I think I've hit 5.
Wow. Yeah, you got a magnet.
And I am right. paying attention. I mean, it's not, but, you know, that's I don't know.
But I'm glad, I appreciate you sharing that, though, because that just proves our point. You can be on, you can be an attuned driver, you can be a defensive driver and still have it
And
happen.
Where there's one, yes. there's two. I mean, I think that's a big part of it. Like, you see one cross and you're like, oh, okay, you know, they're already across. Well, here comes the next one.
Yep. Early sunsets. The day. Oh, I was told. I'm sorry. Pause for a second. I was told, Terry, when it comes to that, one of the things to keep an eye out for, if you haven't seen mom or dad yet, usually the babies cross first, and then the mom and dad will cross.
Oh yeah. Or
I don't know if that's actually that's just a wise tale or not, or if it's their actual fact.
Or like when it's, you know, rut season, the female goes across first and then the male. So right. you know, it's yeah. I think it's
so
both of that.
If you don't see one of them, you're like, yeah. oh, keep waiting. That doesn't mean that if you do see them, you can just go ahead and go 80.
Definitely, like in the spring and stuff, once the fawns are born, you for sure see that. And I travel, you know, more rural roads. You're seeing deer. I get more suspicious if I don't see any.
Yeah.
What is going on?
Yes. Are they hiding? Are they waiting to jump out? Are they, you know? I cannot get enough, no matter how many times I see them. I just saw them the other day, that albino
family. The white deer,
yeah. I just can't get enough of those. Early sunsets. The days are getting shorter, so you'll be driving in the dark more often. A lot of accidents happen at night for obvious reasons. So being aware of that, being more in tune at night with your night driving.
Or even right now. I mean, I know, and it was a couple weeks ago when we switched right from summer to fall officially, but like the positioning of the sun right now is almost directly east to west. So if you're traveling that way, you're getting that blinding sun. It's not off to the side a little bit. It's coming right at you. So yeah, you definitely need to pay attention.
When I was picking up Blue in Milwaukee and driving back, I had a moment there where I'm like, oh man, I haven't driven the city in years. You know, I learned to drive in Chicago and these things. So I hadn't thought much about it, but as soon as I got behind the wheel, I'm like, oh, how's this going to go? It was perfectly fine driving in the city. I had no issues with that. It was the sun in my eyes. That was what was bothering me. I didn't that part.
Driving a new vehicle to you, too, like you haven't figured out, like, what's the best positioning to block
exactly,
everything, you know?
Yes. I do have my eyes are light sensitive. So even like a little bit like this, how it is right now, where it's very cloudy and everything, it can be sometimes on the road can really put an impact on my eyes and I can't see as well. So even in this kind of weather, I have to wear sunglasses sometimes, or especially in the winter, once you get snow on the ground and the sun on a sunny day and the sun is bouncing off that snow. I'm blind, basically, if I don't have sunglasses.
Because you're a vampire.
Basically. I mean, I don't know what you're talking about. Why would you say that? That's a little stereotypical of you, Terry. That's worst Dracula ever. That was like the worst Dracula impression of all time.
Yeah, like, I'm a little light sensitive. I'm like, oh, shocker.
School kids, be more careful
yes,
in the morning.
Please be careful for kiddos.
Please.
And dog walkers.
Yes.
You know, people who are out with their pets and they might live somewhere and they have responsibility also, so I'm not absolving them. But
agreed.
But if they live somewhere where there's not sidewalks, they need to use the side of the road. I mean, pay attention.
We've spent the last month or so talking a lot about keeping an eye out on the road for kids. I'm sorry to bring it up, but we just had a tragedy happen not even a month ago, or maybe a month ago in Wausau. You know, I mean, just one time that happens is enough, should be enough in history, let alone in recent history. So keep an eye out on the road for the little ones. I've never had this happen in all the time I've been driving. Last week, Thursday, Friday, something like that, I was driving, taking my normal route. I pull out from here. I'm not on the road more than 5 seconds, and a ball bounced into the road, and a little kid went to go get it. And he looked both ways, but he
still
went to go get it. And that's... He's a little kid. It's not on him. Should he know better? Yeah. All blah, 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 blah. All this stuff.
Well,
they're kids.
And ultimately, it ends up being a tragic accident, right? Like, it's certainly not intentional, but it's just like, do whatever you can do to avoid situations like that.
Say, I'm sorry to play it out this way, but I take driving this seriously. Say that happens. It goes a different way. And you are part of this, and you hit this child or something like that, and you're completely, you did everything right. Nothing wrong. All that stuff. You're never going to get over that. You will carry that the rest of your life. Like, think. Just think. Be aware on the road. Slow down. Keep a lookout for these guys. Don't forget what it was like when you were that age, because you were a knucklehead too, and you ran into the road too. Every one of us did it. If you didn't, you're not remembering, or you're lying to yourself.
Even if someone told you to go play in it.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yes. Yeah. Dad. My dad thought that was so funny. My mom would flip out every time.
She's like, no, he's going to literally do it.
Yeah, you know your son. Don't do that with him. The other thing you mentioned there is really important too there, Terry. I mean, all of that stuff is stuff to keep an eye out for. Yes, adults should know better. Adults should have, if you were walking your dog at late at night, you should have some reflective gear or something like that on. Again, same scenario. You hit that person, even though you did everything right, all that, you're never going to get over that.
Yeah, and even dusk, I think, is worse than dark. You know what I mean? I agree. When the light is just turning, especially when you're vampire-like.
Yeah, right. We will be right back. If you are a vampire, do you have to be one for Halloween? Are you like stereotyped?
No, you can't be one.
You can't be one. See, that's what I would say. I agree. You have to be a werewolf or something. Yeah, a mummy or a ghost.
Do you go to Halloween as an actor?
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. You have to be something else.
You have to be something different.
I'm sorry to all the vampires out there if we're upsetting you, but I agree, Terry. I don't think you get to be a vampire. I think that's lazy. That's lazy.
That's not fair.
Try a little harder.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. We'll have more fun on Mornings on WFHR. Welcome back, everybody, to Mornings on WFHR. Serious Comedy to start your day. Terry and James here with you. Keep on listening for your chance to win River Kings tickets as they build hockey up and down the river. This is an interesting one, Terry. Thought might be kind of fun. It only took 100 years, but White Castle is finally being honored with its first beer. Kind of. Kind of. The Evil Genius Brewery out of Philadelphia set out to create a beer that would pair perfectly with White Castle burgers. Quote, cutting through the satisfying taste of beef and savory onions.
Well, there's nothing wrong with, beer and burgers is a good fit.
It is one of the best combinations in the world. Yes, yeah. It's a great combination. The result is limited edition beer called It Hits Different.
That's a mouthful.
That is a mouthful. But it's not something easy to order in the bar. So, it's a 6.5 ABV tangerine IPA offering a subtle bitterness from its hot hop profile, countering with a pleasant, light tangerine sweetness. So orange. Huh. So orange, basically. I mean, It Hits Different was unveiled at the Evil Genius Brewery last week. By the way, great name for a brewery.
Yeah.
And they have already begun distributing into Delaware, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Virginia, and Rhode Island. How dare you not hit Illinois, the home of White Castle. That is ridiculous. I'm actually angry about that. The beer can be found in bars and restaurants and in stores as a six-pack of cans. Unfortunately, you can't get it at White Castle, so you'll have to make another stop.
So what is the point?
Really. Because whatever beer you like is going to go great with White Castle or whatever burger you make, if you make one on the grill or if you're going to another place or whatever.
So you have to find one of those bars or liquor stores that has a drive-through, right? So you drive through to get your beer. You don't drink it while you're driving, but you drive through to get your beer, and then you drive through to get your burger, and then you go home and have them, right?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if I've ever heard of another burger that is more divided than White Castle. I grew up on them, so I love them. But I don't know many people that don't have a strong opinion one way or the other. Either they like them or they hate them. I don't know a lot of people that are like, they're okay.
You know, just full disclosure, I've only ever eaten there once.
Yeah.
And it was in Minneapolis and I was in college. So, like, I couldn't even tell you. I mean,
it's not fair to use our palates from college when we're thankful to have food half the time. Like, I mean.
Right. Yeah, so I couldn't even give you an opinion. I don't know.
Yeah. Nice. I will say that there are certain times of year. Like, I do love this time of year because I'm usually with beers. I'm not an IPA guy. I mean, I want a beer that tastes like a beer for me. So I have my traditional, ones that I go to. But this time of year, I like the October beers. I couldn't drink them all night, that kind of thing. But like one or two, I don't mind those.
I agree.
And that goes okay. Like my dad's burgers, I will say, like, that goes great with what he makes on the grill, to me. But I don't.
But I mean, let's be real. someone else is cooking the food and you're having beer. I mean,
you're good. You're good. Whatever the case may be.
Literally.
Did not mean to put it that way. Gosh, I'm so bad at this. I'm really, really bad at puns.
When in Rome.
Yeah. That was the only one I actually thought of. That was... I got an interesting one going on this tomorrow, actually. We are going to be live and direct. We are taking the morning show on the road. We will be at Family Natural Foods tomorrow from 7 to from 7 to 10 doing the morning show like we always do, and just with more fun and on location. Family Natural Foods is celebrating their 76th year in this community. Man, I don't know if I've met somebody who hasn't gone there and doesn't have something positive to say.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been in this area almost 25 years, and never have I had anybody not say, it's one of the most consistent things I've heard is, have you checked out Family Natural Foods, or God, I love this over there, or something else? And it
well, and you kind of do yourself a disservice if you know you might go there to get something specific, right?
Yeah.
But you could spend a good hour just exploring what they have, and it's not just vitamins. If that's been your,
right.
You know what I mean.
Right.
If that's been your experience, what you've gone for, or just you know, farm fresh foods. But mm-hmm. I don't know. I just feel like you can just poke around forever in there if you want to.
It's one of those stores that you can definitely do that
yeah.
with. And you go there for one thing, and you will end up looking at, if not buying, many other things.
And the most helpful staff anywhere.
Yeah.
Anywhere.
I've never had a staff be more helpful than theirs. And Stephen and Katrina, of course. And we are looking forward to helping them celebrate the 76 years in this community.
I hope they taste test you a bunch of stuff tomorrow.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that'd be great. Thanks for giving them that idea.
I'm not saying anything's bad. I'm just saying there's got to be something there that will not taste good to you. And I would probably enjoy that.
As picky as I am, you're probably right. And I'll enjoy every second of it because I enjoy my time with those guys and in that store. It's a great, like, especially those that haven't gone there in a while or haven't been there, period. Even if you're not going for anything, this is a perfect weekend to check it out. You're not only are they going to be having 20% off supplements, CBD, and essential oils, they are going to be giving free samples, love door prizes, a free gift with each purchase.
Cool.
A perfect time to go there and see what we're talking about. You walk in there and immediately the vibe hits you. It's just a good atmosphere.
You know, and honestly, this is kind of when I always go and do it like a stock up on the stuff that yes. I, you know, I'll go as I run out when we think about supplements and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But I like to go on this anniversary day that because they've been doing this for a long time, having a special sale this weekend.
Yeah.
And so it's a great time to stock up.
They go above and beyond with these things. They want to it's not just a line to them. They want people to know how much they appreciate their customers. And these are the 2 days they really get a chance to do that. They also don't seem to know how to celebrate anniversaries because aren't we supposed to be getting them something on their anniversary and they're doing it for us?
Like, no, it's great.
I'm not going to tell them they're doing it wrong. I'm just, you know, I feel like we should be showing up with a gift tomorrow, Melissa and I, you know. We should
the other, them. You should, yeah, anyway. Yeah, yeah. I mean, Katrina does a lot for you.
Yep.
You really should show up with something.
Very true. No argument here. No argument here.
A good hostess gift is a good idea.
It's not a bad idea.
You know, and honestly, my experience has been on this weekend is they are busy and yeah. it's fun. And you see, I mean, there's lots of people, but, you know, bear that in mind, too. You might have to wait a couple minutes for some help or for a checkout, but it's well worth it.
I mean, every second you're waiting there, a minute you're waiting there, which won't be long, I guarantee. That's more and more money being going into our community.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because the gang at Family Natural Foods puts so much into this community, does so much for this area.
You know, you could take a selfie with James.
You could do that. You could do that, I guess, if that's something you want to do. I've never even thought of that, Terry. I think they'd probably want to do it with Melissa more than me, because Mel will be there too, and we're going to be having a blast. We're going to be talking with Stephen and Katrina. We will be talking with some other people. I believe we'll be able to speak with Mike Hittner and talk about the history of Family cool. Natural Foods.
And what are the hours tomorrow?
This event is going on from 9 a.m. to 6 Friday and Saturday 9 to 4.
Got it.
We'll be there tomorrow from 7 to 10.
But it actually opens at 9.
Yes.
Just so I just don't want people showing up for their selfie at
appreciate
7.
That. Yes. Yeah, that's a good point. It's a good thing to bring
because
up.
Because it'll look a little silly with you on one side of the glass and
yeah.
them on the other.
That's not how you want it. That's not how you want to take that picture.
And because you won't show up. It's
no.
mirror-like, vampire,
oh, yeah,
you know.
Right.
I mean.
join us tomorrow for this. It's going to be such a blast. We are so looking forward to tomorrow's
show. I might
drop
by tomorrow at 9.
Please do. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a blast with this. A big shout-out, good morning to the whole staff, the whole team over there at Family Natural Foods. Looking forward to all of these things. And there's more. This is the stuff we're telling you. The things that we're actually going to be doing, there could even be more. I do want to let the audience know, I know Fridays are a fun day around here. We have our Misty's Menu birthday and anniversary club for the whole weekend, and we have our Culver Star of the Day. Seth is going to be here running the board, and he's going to do those. He's going to take care of the Misty's right here. He's going to take care of Star of the Day from here. For one, I thought it'd be fun for the audience. I thought it'd be, you know, a good way for them to do it, and it'll give us a chance while he's doing those things to get some people together to interview and talk to.
Have a little breather. Yeah, do you think he'll do it on time, or do you think he'll take a play from our book and, you know, do it whenever he feels like
right,
it?
Right, right, yeah. We'll see. Especially because...
We'll find out.
Especially because once we get going with these live remotes, I gotta go to break. I got a job to do.
Except he does have the power on this side, because he can just shut you guys off.
Yeah, and I would not put it past him. Seth is only he's a great human being, but he only has so much patience.
Oh, you don't want to hear from James anymore? Okay.
Yeah, he deals with me a lot. So we want to give away some River Kings tickets. I want to do it right now.
Let's
Terry.
Do it.
Let's do it. River Kings are in action. The season is kicked off. 2022-23 season has gone really well, too, because the River Kings are winning the games and playing great. You can catch every home game at our sister station, Wiz Country 105.5. And this Saturday, 7 o'clock. Puck drops. Be sure to catch River Kings hockey right there. If you can make it to the arena, we encourage you to fill the arena up. Show them what home ice advantage is.
And we'll help you get there.
Yep. We got two tickets right here. Terry has one. I have one. We are combining them together to give them to you. Call up 424-2600. That's it. Just call up and you'll win these tickets. 424-2600. Call up. Win yourself some River Kings tickets. We'll be back with more right here at WFHR.